options from here in the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are 32 teams playing in the World Cup.
The White House is reacting to the Justice Department's Inspector General's report. It says James Comey mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
According to our new report by StatsCan, mortgage borrowing is at its lowest level since 2014.
House Republicans have announced a new bill that would prohibit kids from being separated from their parents. It would also create a path to citizenship for dreamers.
In his 500-plus page report, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate by making public statements about the Clinton email investigation.
Etsy stock soaring after the online crafts company announced an increase in fees.
The Dow closed down 25 points.
Tunisian man has been arrested in the German city of Cologne. The deadly toxin ricin was found in a search of his apartment.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Final hour here, big guy, and I'm out of here.
Indeed.
Oh, man. Fresh Market has got the ribeye, premium, and prime on sale. And then Joey got a note from Eric the Butcher that they have the tomahawk steak. And, man, if you want, like, caveman eating, that's the caveman eating. You said $17.99 a pound?
$17.99 a pound. It's a premium choice tomahawk ribeye. If you don't know what that is, it's like the bone
It's the rib, and they leave the big bone in there, and it looks like a tomahawk.
It's a huge cut of meat. It's great.
It is really, 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 really good. Definitely doing steak, doing my ribs tonight, my slab of ribs. Sorry that they sold out, guys, but I want you to get there early tomorrow, and get those bad boys. They wrap them in aluminum foil, so they'll stay warm, and just leave them, you know, keep it in the aluminum foil, and then when you're nearing the time to eat, go back and drop them back in the oven so they don't dry out too much. And I put a little extra seasoning on mine when I warm them up. I put some of that southern flavor on there with a little bit of that sticky fingers barbecue sauce on the side.
Well, and also let me suggest from Fresh Market, it's a Fresh Market brand rub, maple bacon.
Really?
Yeah. And it's got a peppery, deep kind of back of the throat spice to it. Not like spicy.
Would it hurt me?
I don't know. It's like black pepper is the way I would describe it.
Okay.
So if you're doing southern flavor, I think it'd be fine. And I think there's a little like maple sugar flavored sugar and bacon.
I've gotten into sweet stuff. I do apple tree chips on my when I'm slow cooking something for a long period of time, and it really gives that great flavor to it. We did a little pork roast type thing.
Yummy.
It was really, really, really good. Oh, man. Hey, good show. Let's move on. It's the Dan and Joey Cooking Show. We ought to do a cooking show one time.
We should.
And really, I mean, and bring some folks over here that kind of know really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And share recipes. Because, you know, one thing I've learned from this audience is people have got these great recipes. Like the guy who said to do the roast thing in the crock pot.
Yeah.
I did that. That was good. The only problem is I don't have what I did. I lost what I'd written down on it. He had told me about it, and I don't have it any longer.
And didn't 84 teach us his Kaneka candy?
Oh, Kaneka candy. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I go a little crazy on Kaneka sausage now with during football season.
Mm-hmm.
I do wrap it in bacon. I don't do the brown sugar, but I do it with a marinade that I build out of the balsamic vinegars and oils that really pull it together. You take some espresso with that and put it on there with some lavender. It is really, really good with some chipotle. Gets a little pop to it. Hey, good show. Let's go to my house, man.
Stop it. I'm not eating till like 7:30 tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So let's continue on with Nunez, and he's going to be talking about the informants.
FBI attorney sent a number two. They don't identify who this is, and I think it's important to know who this is. For some reason, we can't get the person's name. FBI attorney number two sent an instant message to FBI attorney number one, commenting on the amount of money the subject of an FBI investigation had been paid while working on the Trump campaign. Someone they were looking at. How much they get paid. FBI attorney one says, is it making you rethink your commitment to the Trump administration? FBI attorney number two says, hell no, vive la resistance.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
I mean, the resistance. Well, the resistance to Trump winning is apparently, I mean, for all we know, still working at the FBI.
So
and they're blowing this off on other networks saying this isn't important.
Well, now there's five. I think there's five now. The IG report, I think, and I have to get through it all, but there's five people who have been kicked off the campaign, right? So if there's five people who have been kicked off the campaign, or I mean off the Mueller team, how is it possible that if you look at the rest of the people that are there, I mean, they were all Clinton donors. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to end up fairly. I don't know where this is going.
Should we learn the names of these attorneys who are sending
not,
these messages? We're part of the resistance?
I don't know why. Unless they're an undercover agent.
An attorney? They're identified as attorneys.
Then it should not be classified name, no. Unless they're working undercover, then it should not be classified.
What he just suggested is that the informant that was working wasn't a paid informant, but was an actual FBI DOJ person that was in there. The other thing is, boys and girls, when you put the dots of this thing together, you remember Comey does the memo, and then he testifies before Congress, and that memo was the meeting with Trump at Trump Towers where he tells him about the Steele dossier. Because he felt that he needed to know that it was out there. Didn't need to tell him during the campaign. This was January the 6th, I believe, 5th or 6th. It was the day after the Barack Obama meeting with Comey, and that was on the 5th. And I tell you, Comey told him he was going to go meet with Trump. He was going to tell him about the Steele dossier. I'm confident of that. And so we know, I feel confident that Obama knew about the Steele dossier at that time. But probably sooner. So here Comey does that, and he says before Congress, I did this hoping that there would be a special counsel appointed. Okay, so he leaks a memo for a special counsel to be appointed. Strzok, meanwhile, is going through and is doing an investigation within the Trump campaign solely for there's no evidence whatsoever, you're going to get this from no evidence whatsoever that any foundation of why he should do an investigation into the Trump. There's nothing. There's nothing that's out there. The Carter Page thing is totally phony. That he had been investigated and excused a long time ago. But there's nothing. There's nothing in a file that's sitting there saying, yep, this is why we had to go investigate Trump and put an informant in there and do FISA applications. So everything of why we were doing this from the beginning is coming from a false start. It's coming because one person Peter Strzok, had a political motivation to stop a candidate named Donald J. Trump. To me, that makes the Mueller investigation no fruit at. And now Joe Scarborough goes, oh, but there's 16 people. Well, half of those people are Russians that he just indicted, and they came, showed up in court and challenged him on it, and he had to go get more time. The other one is Michael Flynn, who was dealing with Strzok, who was the Strzok is the guy who said he lied. The other agents didn't say that, and Comey said that in testimony. There wasn't really anything there. Oh, by the way, who flew to London to go interview the ambassador about what was being had been said with Papadopoulos? Just a wild guess who that was. A wild guess.
Peter
Strzok.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Why is Papadopoulos charged for lying to the FBI? Who did his interview? Wait on it?
Peter?
Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok. The only guy that has been hit, because see, all that happened at the very beginning. You remember, they outed Strzok, and boom, he was gone. Mm-hmm. And then it was just Paul Manafort kind of on his own, being manhandled by the DOJ Mueller attorneys.
And the headline today is Manafort's been sent to jail by a judge.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. My friend Paul Manafort
for his witness tampering.
Yep. And just like rushed him off too. I mean, like they took him in the back and brought his tie and his wallet back to his wife and said, adios.
I think what Manafort did was dirty and it is illegal. But, I mean, there's also a part of me that says, hey, I can go work a political system in Ukraine and make money. It's none of your business, U.S. government. I know that's not how it works, but there's that part of me that just seems like, go to hell. And I probably
he didn't report it on his taxes.
Right. Well, exactly. Didn't report it on his taxes. But I guess if you make money anywhere in the world and you're a U.S. citizen, you got to pay Uncle Sam.
Well, if you patriate it back into the United States, if you don't patriate it back in the United States and keep it in an offshore account, you're fine.
Oh.
But you can't do anything. You can't touch it here. If you touch it here, you're charged. They ring the cash register. And let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
TGIF and all that.
Good. Y'all are given enough pork, let's say, Kaneka sausage wrapped in bacon to give a poor Muslim a heart attack. This has got to be killing somebody, you know, the Jews and the Muslims. So has there been a statement from the Attorney General of the United States at all?
No.
Wow. Have there been any indictments? Did this director of the FBI or did anybody announce there's going to be a grand jury? I wasn't able to catch all of it, or indictments against any of these people. Has any of that been?
It's been referred to the U.S. attorney that's in Utah that is handling these kind of matters.
Wow. And so no statement from him yet.
No, and why would there be?
Oh, I thought somebody, because it looks like there's been lots of crimes committed. And James Comey and his...
Richard, there's an order to things. So you have the IG who's doing a report. He does a report, which is a fact-based report. He's taking that. He's referring five names to the U.S. attorney. The U.S. attorney then has to get a grand jury and go through all the information and see what he comes up with evidence. And then they indict if they have enough to go before the grand jury.
Gotcha. Okay. I understand these are long processes, and I will probably be dead before it's over with.
Well, or how about this? You don't want your civil liberties harmed in any way, do you?
No.
Okay. Then, so, same thing with them.
And James Comey with his private email.
Oh, yeah. That's rich there. That is rich.
Is that illegal?
No. Well, no, wait. It's out of policy for the FBI. It is not illegal if he is doing, as long as he does not have classified documents that are on it, but it's outside of the bounds of the policy of his own policy. So, in other words, he broke his own rule as a director.
Wow. so he gets to make the rules and break them. Pretty open-ended.
No, actually, he doesn't get to break. He doesn't get. To, I mean, somebody can take action against that for breaking the rules of his own department, and that would look like Rosenstein.
But that is voluntary. It's not mandatory that anybody take action against.
No, they can choose whether to do that or not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we seem to have a lot of choices, but not to take action on a lot of stuff in the Justice Department. These guys sure get away with a lot, it seems. And I'm sorry to see that, because it really gives us no faith in the Justice Department. And we're all clamoring for some integrity in this whole situation. And really, most of us don't have a whole hell of a lot to grab onto, I don't think.
Well, so, let us hope, and as I said an hour and a half ago, is that for the sake of the FBI and Director Wray, somebody better get to the bottom of this and say, this is what happened, and this is what's been done, being done. Wow. And it's got to be believable, because if you don't do that, then my confidence and faith in the FBI will be zero. I don't care who's in charge of it.
Wow. What is your confidence level at the FBI now, if it's not zero? I'm just curious.
Well, it depends if they do something about it. I was totally underwhelmed by Wray's presser that he did yesterday. I think it was 19 minutes long, and I was about minute 8 into it. I was going, what in the are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I thought he was going to round third base and maybe start heading home with something big, but it just wasn't there. It was not there, and he had a golden opportunity. He looked really handsome and sharp, and that little weird FBI agent, his bodyguard, was kind of funny the way he was looking around. But if you want confidence to get back into the FBI, you better damn well get to the bottom of this thing and prove to us that you got to the bottom of it, and stop dragging your feet on the oversight. Now, if something big happens from that, I'm cool with it, but stop dragging your feet.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys have a good weekend. I am very discouraged, and I hope Donald Trump fires a whole bunch. I think he's got grounds to get rid of them now.
Well, again, don't be discouraged. When you read the report is chock full of incredible information that is very damning. I'm watching the Democrats right now sit there and say, this proved that Comey won the election for Trump. That's basically what they're saying.
Well, yeah. Well, we know what their opinions are worth.
Well, so, and what's going to happen is they're going to say that kind of stuff, and I think they're going to walk into the knife.
Wow. I don't see anybody getting hurt yet, but Donald Trump and
Retire. You have got like, you and a Nat have about the same attention span to something. These things take time. You're talking about some huge, huge things. It just doesn't happen. If you read that report, and I suggest that you at least hit some highlights of it, don't do the summary. This thing is very, very damning, that there were people who had political interest and a desire to stop Donald Trump were in the top echelons of the FBI. That is huge. Nothing like that's ever happened. This is so far beyond Watergate, it's unbelievable, because you're using a FBI as a political stick to hit somebody with and try to stop them from becoming president. And then after they become president, you're trying to stop them more.
Yeah, I know. My attention span is good, and I've been paying attention, and I just want to see if this any justification comes from any of this. So that's why I am paying attention to it, and a lot of us are, because we just want justice to be done.
Yeah, me too, but you just had the IG report that came out yesterday.
That's great.
Thanks for your time.
I'll be looking forward to more. Thanks, you guys.
Bye. News 793.1, Dabo Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah!
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community. About raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday. Dan Morris is down 115 points, so that's an improvement over the, was down 150 at the opening of the show. It was down 220. The Democrats are setting this up of, see, this Comey cost Hillary Clinton the election. That's what they're going with. That's what they're going with. When I really believe it, who cost them the election is going to end up, you're going to look at Peter Strzok. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. First thing, Joe, if you would put me in for Sweet Creek, it's 12-1.
Okay.
Done.
And, you know, I listening to the last caller, I'm 47 years old, and for the last 30 years, I can remember all of those years, the Democrat Party basically beating up the conservatives in this nation, the news media beating up the conservatives in this nation, to a great extent, what we consider to be our party, the Republican Party, beating up the conservatives in this nation, telling them to get in line, and now we have elected a president who we have great faith in and are seeing great things and are witnessing the attempted coup in the greatest nation on earth. Things like this don't happen. And we all, as the conservatives, see this plainly for what it is, and we want our pound of flesh so bad. I mean, we're at a fever pitch here. And having said that, I don't deny. I believe that the wheels of justice are going to turn as they should. and it's not necessarily out in the light for us to see it. And our problem is we're just so worked up, and we have been so mistreated by these entities that we are just demanding our pound of flesh, and we just don't have the patience to sit here and to watch all the stonewalling and slow walking. But eventually it's going to, I believe the wheels of justice will turn, and those that need to be will be prosecuted. We're just extremely impatient.
I hear you. I sent a message to Jeff Sessions, and I said, I hope you're taking great notes in this thing, because you have an incredible book that could come from this.
Oh, wow. He will make millions of dollars when he gets out of office and can finally write his book or memoirs or whatever and sell them. But I do, as much as everybody else, I have my problems with Jeff Sessions having recused himself, and I know why he did it. He had to, because he is a man, the letter of the law, and I still have faith in him. But I would love to see a new attorney general sitting in that place that does not have to recuse himself, and they could go for the jugular. There again, like everybody else, I'm extremely impatient, but I do have faith in Mr. Sessions that he will eventually come out on top and do it by following the letter of the law.
I hope so, because let me tell you something. If we do not get to the bottom of this, if we do not find out exactly what happened and their prices that are paid for it, then the concept, Jeff Sessions would have been presided over the fall of DOJ. Because even though the things happened during the Obama administration, the correction should happen during the Trump administration and Sessions. And if it doesn't, then it's going to be really bad. If we want to get Donald Trump involved in this thing, get that concept to him that you're going to preside over the ruin of the Department of Justice if you don't get things done here.
Yes.
And I think that would motivate
him. Because that everything being done right is what's going to ultimately restore the credibility of the Department of Justice and our faith in them. Because if we just as the conservative part of this nation have our demand that they just ignore the rules of you know what has to take place and how it has to take place, then yeah, we might get our pound of flesh, but as you said, ruin the credibility of the Department of Justice, and ultimately I think that would be worse than us having a hurried process to make sure the parties that need to pay the price.
Well, you got to get to the bottom of it. Nothing works unless you get to the bottom of it and we find out what really happened. From everything I read last night, I believe Peter Strzok, who was the guy in charge of counterintelligence, started a counterintelligence program on Trump and was also sandbagging the emails on the Windows computer, and also was there at every point that you were going through and getting Trump during the investigation during Mueller that ended up in people basically flipping to the FBI. To me, that takes the credibility of the Mueller investigation and throws it out the window.
Yes. And you know what? Until this Mueller investigation is done and over with, I think to a great extent, Jeff Sessions is going to be, as far as we can see, pretty much out of the picture, because this has got to end before he can drop his recusal and get into the middle of everything. Because if it has any hint of Russia to it, being that he was part of the campaign, and as you said, you think his phones were tapped, well, he has to recuse himself, as much as I hate that.
David, I got to go, buddy. I'm going to get some break. Thanks. We're going to talk more compact words here. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June. June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lending.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very persistent and monotonous forecast is going to start to change over the next few days. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will still be around, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot and humid with a high around 91 and tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, scattered hit-or-miss storms will be around here and there, but gradually in the afternoon and evening hours, we'll see fewer and fewer storms. High tomorrow and Sunday in the lower 90s, 30% chance of more storms on Sunday, but only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Whoa. Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are. Just send it to you. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'll be compact. We know where the media stands. We know where the Democrats stand. But the Republicans, they're like the fat sea lions that sit out on the bay in San Francisco. Waiting for the lobbyists to throw them a fish. I mean, you hear everybody putting their take on it, but the Republican establishment that could put pressure on Sessions, that could drive a message, they keep their mouth shut.
No, I disagree with that because, I mean, Nunes is going nuts over not getting the information. He's been putting a lot of pressure on DOJ, particularly Rosenstein.
I understand Nunes. There's a few of them out there. But by and large, the Republican establishment has remained silent on this whole thing. I mean, you've got a really serious issue.
No, well, I disagree with you. Paul Ryan has basically said, I'm with Nunes, and we need to get the information. Until we see it, we're not going to believe it. What you're telling us.
Well, I guess you could talk me up to one of the impatient types.
Okay.
But here's where Sessions lost me. He was on Fox News the other night, and you may have heard the clip. And they asked him about the incident with Rosenstein threatening some of the Republican staffers on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And Sessions said, that's not my understanding of how the meeting went. And we have been as forthcoming as we can with all the documents. So he just took a backseat stance on it when he knows good and well everything that the committee has asked for has been redacted or rejected. So that's why I'm just real leery about whether Sessions will take the ball and run with it. Because this IG report really, to me, just puts on paper all the things that we've been hearing from you, Fox News, and everybody else for the past 18 months.
No, it is actual detailed and it's evidence. That's the difference. There's a difference of rumor and leaks and then seeing this in a actual document.
Okay. Well, I'm not going against what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. I'm just one of these that have seen all this stuff discussed for years, and nobody ever from the Republican side steps out and puts some pressure on somebody and makes something happen. And I think that's what a lot of the voters are waiting on.
Well, and again, you know, you've got Nunes is putting a lot of pressure on Rosenstein and the FBI. And the question is, why are they not giving them the documents? Is the question because they've got something that is an ongoing investigation, and that's the second part of the IG, you know, report that's going to include the Russia portion of this?
Yeah.
Because if that, you know, if you get this out there, and you got, I mean, Strzok is like toast after I've read all this stuff. I mean, and he made a comment of how this was misunderstood. Well, let me tell you something. They put him in a deposition, and they pull some folks around him. They're going to rat him out, which I believe they will, to save the FBI. Then this guy is going to be toast. Absolute toast, because what he was doing, he was trying to overthrow a presidential campaign, and then he was trying to overthrow a president-elect, and then he was trying to overthrow a president, and he was using it through the Mueller operation. I mean, that is insidious.
Preaching to the choir. He should have been walked out immediately, because obviously the people in the Justice Department and the FBI, they know all the documents. They know all the evidence.
No, they didn't know. They didn't know all that. They just found out that last text last.
No, the insiders knew it.
No, that's not right. How do they just discovered a text less than 30 days ago, which is the most damning text that's out there, and that is, we're going to stop him.
Well, I'll be one of the.
We got to get going here.
I'll be happy when somebody...
I'm with you. Let me go to Miami.
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I realize that you're not one for accolades, but young man, you are on the money with this report. I agree with everything you're saying.
Well, thank you.
I think Horowitz is batting 1,000. He released the text initially coming from these two, Strzok and Page. And with this report, I mean, look at McCabe and what happened to McCabe with that first IG report, OIG report.
Mm-hmm.
And here and now with the facts that are in there, look at what we've learned from it, right? Comey said that Clinton's server may have been hacked, No, it was hacked.
It was hacked, exactly.
A foreign agent, right?
Right.
And we learned that a senior government official actually is an acronym for President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the political bias, or the bias...
By the way, that was in there, and then they removed it.
They redacted it, yeah.
They took it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And you look at the cleaning of her server. We know who did it. We know when they did it. And we know he got immunity for it. Right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, so this report is phenomenal. I mean, this puts a bounce in my step. And I think the FBI ought to be replaced with the OIG. Everything ought to be transferred over to them. Because this man shows integrity and honesty.
He really did. I think he's going to be a major hero out of this whole thing.
Absolutely. Right in line with Nunez and everybody else.
I appreciate...
I appreciate your time, sir. Keep up the great work for us.
Thank you
for
listening. Appreciate it. Let me do this. Just stepped into a malware. Let's go to Byron. Byron, welcome aboard the Danmore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good.
Joey, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, very well.
All I got to ask, I've got a question for you, Dan.
Sure.
With all this stuff that's going on with the Mueller investigation and the stuff that Strzok, the stuff that he's they found out that he's been doing, doesn't that make everything that, you know, the Mueller's doing like fruit of a poisonous tree?
Yeah, that's what I said about 30 minutes ago. That's exactly right. I think this puts real doubt on Mueller. And then the question is why, when you look at Mueller and his popularity is plummeting here, but you look at Mueller and he's going back 12 years on Manafort. He's catching these kids in lies that the guy who's catching them in the lie is Peter Strzok.
Yes.
And then you get into all this investigation of Russia collusion was all fabricated because of a Steele dossier and because of Peter Strzok.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Mueller, you know, messing around with my information from when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just thought it was, you know, it just seems like it. Well, maybe that's too simple.
No. I think Mueller's going to have some problems here, particularly being strong hand with Paul Manafort today and sending him to prison.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I appreciate what your info on that. And I appreciate what you and Joey do on the radio every day. It's a pleasure to listen.
Thanks, Byron. I appreciate it. Where were we on the Nunez clips? What
are we into? We are on number 5.
Okay. Going to be talking about leaks here because I want to finish this before I get into Trey Gowdy.
There was another issue involving the employees, FBI employees, at every level of the organization. This is from the report. And with no official reason to be in contact with the media, who were nevertheless in frequent contact with reporters. The large number of FBI employees who were in contact with journalists during this time period impacted our ability to identify the sources of leaks. We also found out, of course, they were giving getting benefits from journalists, getting perks, getting tickets, getting meals.
Leaking. They've been leaking like crazy. But the problem with it is the IG report discovered that this happened a couple years ago. But don't forget the leak that just occurred last week, where at midnight, the Department of Justice sends out this, that Devin Nunes and Paul Ryan had a chance to read documents and they didn't read them. I mean, remember that? That was a leak in the middle of the night, a midnight kind of press release, so that we would wake up in the morning and have to answer all this new narrative that they're creating, that Republicans ask for documents and don't read them. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. So it's not as if the leaks have actually stopped. Now they're just doing it. It's the FBI people that were leaking. Now it's just like at the top level of the Department of Justice that's leaking.
And the question is, where does that come from? Newstar 93.1 FM reminder, this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car and buying one, it can be very tricky. Looking for them, yeah. But not a Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, my good friend David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener, how much you appreciate them being such an integral part of this show. We're going to be back. Final segment in the drawing for the fresh Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I've been all around. I was missed by almost everybody. But late at night, I still hear you call my name.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the River Region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A few people in the media today, more than a few, downplaying all of this. I want to play for you a little short montage. Let's watch.
I expected a sledgehammer. We just got the same kind of hammer you used to nail in a painting on the wall. I was surprised at how mild it was.
If you look at this assault on the FBI that has taken place over the last year and a half, that has been the clarion call of some of the opposition, saying that, you know, these are crooks, they're corrupt, they tried to throw an election. This report does not say that.
Congressman.
Well, if you look at the one gentleman on there, I mean, that's a guy that's one of Comey's buddies. He was working at the FBI. I mean, look, this is a lot of these agents, or a lot of the other networks have just hired all these former FBI and DOJ and Clinton people and Obama people. I mean, that's just what this is.
Yeah, Josh Campbell, buddy of Comey. So, Congressman, you still have a lot more to get to with the Russia investigation, and you'll still be going after these documents.
We're almost there. We're almost there. But, you know, there's a reason why they've been hiding these documents for 2 months.
And this report
probably very similar to what you found in the IG report.
The Dan Morris Show.
Okay, guys, we're going to do the drawing for the Fresh Market. Sorry, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Get that done. You ready to begin?
Oh, I'm ready to go. Well, let me clear my throat real quick.
Me.
And the winner is... Oh, my goodness. It's Smokin' Otis.
Smokin' Otis?
Smokin' Otis.
Oh, wow. We do it as a random number generator, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, first time I found out who it was right when Joey said that. Smokin'? You got to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend, because I want you to have the pleasure of Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's do this first cut of Gowdy last night with Brent Baer.
Chairman Gowdy, first to you, just a broad overview. What strikes you about this report? What's hit you
when
you look at the 568 pages?
Just what a dark day it is for the FBI and the DOJ, two institutions our country desperately needs. We desperately have to be able to have confidence in them. And this level of bias and animus, not only did he want to stop the Trump campaign, he wanted to stop the Trump presidency. This
You're
is an FBI. Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who was on Hillary Clinton's investigation and arguably the lead Russia investigator, not only wanted to stop his campaign, but once he won, got on the Mueller probe because he wanted to impeach him. That is a level of animus and bias that everyone should reject. And Chris Wray, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Chris, there are consequences. The consequences are that your fellow citizens question whether or not they can have confidence in the world's premier law enforcement agency, and that's coming from someone who's defended him a lot throughout his career. This was a bitterly disappointing report.
Wow.
Damn.
That's pretty up there. Let's listen to Goodlatte trying to talk about the FBI and what they did and didn't do.
Kind of long.
Well, first of all, this report shows that there was special treatment given to Hillary Clinton in the investigation of her case. There is not standard procedures followed in investigating her, and there was special treatment given. There's no doubt that this was not proper process, and the report shows time and time again how Director Comey and others made mistakes, errors in judgment, or deliberate. People can draw their own conclusions, but it was improperly handled. And as Trey said, you then put that up against how the investigation has been handled into the so-called Trump-Russia collusion, and you have a contrast that is shocking in terms of how they handled one presidential campaign compared to another. It's got to be investigated further. Changes have got to be made. I will compliment Director Ray on some of the personnel changes that have been made. I will compliment him on saying that there are sobering lessons learned from this. We need to see changes made so in 2020 we don't see another presidential campaign handled like this.
So when you hear Republicans and people who've been looking into this and say this 568 pages is there's just not a lot there, or that Horowitz kind of left something on the table, how do you respond to that?
This is a very thorough investigation. He takes minutia and examines each piece carefully, draws his conclusions, and I commend him. I think it's a well-done report. Now, I never expected he would find every single thing, as some critics have said, but he did find all kinds of irregularities here. When you couple that with the struck page texts, including this new one that has come out recently, where part of it was redacted, by the way. We only recently learned the whole sentence about
the second
how he was going to stop Donald Trump from being president of the United States. That is improper for the FBI. And quite frankly, this is the world's premier law enforcement organization, and it's besmirching the reputation of tens of thousands of brave men and women who keep us safe, prevent terrorist attacks, fight crime every single day. And a handful of people in the hierarchy of the organization have caused serious damage.
And the question is, why did they not show it to him? And possibly the answer is the second phase of this thing, which is going to get into the Russia investigation. And if you can go in and prove that it was all trumped up, pardon the expression, then you got something big here. Now Trey Gowdy is going to go back and talk about the bias.
All right, let's put up the August 8th, 2016. That is the one where Page says Trump's never going to be president, right, and struck text back. That part was redacted in the documents you received. No, he's not. We'll stop it. Here's another part that we believe in November 22nd, 2016, FBI Attorney 1. Is it making you rethink your commitment to the Trump administration? I think that's Lisa Page. Attorney 2, hell no, viva la resistance. And we believe that's Peter Strzok. Let me play this soundbite.
I don't believe that.
Congressman Gowdy, from Jim Comey, in his interview here in Special Report, I asked about these struck page texts and if he knew now what he knew then, what he would do.
I'd have removed both of them from any contact with significant investigations.
So shouldn't their work...
Including those involving anybody connected to President Trump, but beyond that. Because it's just such poor judgment.
Shouldn't their work product then be questioned?
Sure, it's a reasonable question to ask.
So
they
Peter
were bad-mouthing everybody, including the candidate Trump.
So Peter Strzok interviews Hillary Clinton, deals with the bleach bit and the server and Cheryl Mills, all of that, interviews Michael Flynn, and is integral in this whole case.
But he's one of many other people involved in all the things you just ticked off. When I saw the text, I was deeply disappointed in them, but I never saw any bias.
Any bias?
Well, he's not reading the same text I'm reading. I mean, Peter Strzok said that the vote should be 100 million to zero. He can't think of a single solitary American that should vote for Donald Trump to be president. He said he'll stop it as a candidate. He talked about impeachment once he won. Actually, Director Comey unwittingly just proved the point of the question you asked him on follow-up. Would you have kept him on the investigation had you known what you know now? And he said no. Okay, why not? Because bias is that insidious, that is that pervasive. It colors your ability to do what we need the FBI to do, which is to be fair and fact-centric. So, of course, you're going to fire him the day you learn. In my head, I go back, when did you start working on the case? That's when you should have been fired. So whatever he did on either of these investigations, Brett, it has to be viewed through the prism that he can't think of a single solitary person that should vote for this man to be president.
I want to tell you something. Was there never a time that Strzok said something to Comey that was political? Was there never a time? You don't have that much hatred for somebody after election and not mention it. Mm. Can you believe the schmuck that we're working for? That kind of stuff.
Wow.
Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, congratulations, my friend.
Hey, man. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. You got it. I'm going to get the information down to Reed Ingram, then I'll get back in.